Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time, it's time, it's Within Brim Skin time. Hell yeah, number 47, another BS session. I got my wingman Zambo.
Your towel.
Hell yeah, and we've got a very GHR version of WBS on tonight. Let me tell you, we've got Kimberlina Popolina coming for the first time ever to WBS.
Oh, hey, 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 everyone.
And old school Mr. Greer is here.
Hello.
Why? You guys got to bring your energy up. Got to bring the energy up for me, baby. Come on.
Oh, I had energy.
Anyway, as always, WBS brought to you by Kikkoman Traditionally Brewed Soy Sauce, making soy sauce cool again, mane and tail hair care products.
Suck.
Discover the secret and Beyer Dynamic high quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need.
Woo.
Now,
today's secret word is
snap. So now, Kim, since you are new to WBS.
Yeah, but I listened to it, but I don't remember screaming.
Okay.
I love it.
Every episode we have is, what do you call it? There's always a secret word.
I love it.
So the secret word, the rule is, when you hear the secret word, you got to scream real loud.
What was it again?
Okay.
You never seen Pee Wee's Playhouse?
Yes. The secret word today is snap. So just keep your ears open throughout the show, and if we say the word, you
got
to scream real loud. So now, sometimes, most of the times, pretty often, we usually forget and scream after the fact, but it's okay. We play as it comes.
So the word could happen. You could totally forget, and I just scream, and you have no idea.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then we all just go, ah, you're right.
So no matter where you are, if you're at a traffic light and you hear the word, you got to scream real loud.
If you're sitting
and you're ordering your food in a quiet restaurant, you scream real loud. If you're on the phone with your mom and you hear the word, you scream real loud.
Or if you're getting out of your bail hearing in order to go, carjack another car.
Scream real loud. So what do you call it? A couple things I wanted to hit on. One, this past week, and it's so apropos that you guys are here with us, was media night at Fogo de Show, Long Island. So I want to give another shout out to Long and the crew over there. Congratulations. Very proud of you guys. And of course, the food is unreal, unbelievable. Go check them out. Also, this past week, what do you call it? We had this past weekend 66 degrees here on Long Island in the middle of winter.
I don't like it. I get sick.
It's crazy.
It was beautiful out, but it was weird.
It's weird, right? Right in the middle of winter.
When you're hot and you're cold and you're yes and you're no and you're in and you're out.
I know.
You're very Katy Perry.
You're very Katy Perry.
That's what I'm talking
about. And also, I get sick as hell.
You're an idiot.
My immune system is.
Well, considering it's supposed to snow this weekend.
Is it now? Yeah. See, that's the thing. I don't know.
Stay cold for like a week. Please?
I don't know if it's going to wind up being like super winter coming up or if it's
going to. February is the coldest month of the year.
What does snow mean when super winter?
Yeah, no, because snow is snow, but then there's like ice age type of snow.
Okay. We haven't had a good blizzard in probably like 3 or 4 years.
No.
Like one that like knocked out power for a couple days.
Well, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to knock out.
Snowstorm? God, no.
It doesn't necessarily have to knock out power. I just mean like where like, unless you got a truck, you're not driving anywhere. We haven't had one of those in like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, it's been a little bit.
Well, at the end of the day, what do you call it? Crazy weather. We spent the nice weekend outside. I know you went on
camping,
which was nice.
Sorry, strike that. Didn't go camping. Hiking. Just went hiking upstate.
Hiking. And you almost died, which is a bad thing.
Almost died, yeah. Well, no, I didn't. I could have almost died. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
I didn't like have an actual near-death experience.
As long as the coyotes didn't get you, we're okay.
Coyotes.
That's a good thing.
No, I found out, though, that there are no mountain lions in New York. I thought there were mountain lions in the state of New York.
No lions?
Don't exist, yeah.
No?
Yeah, okay. I was actually excited.
So you didn't get eaten?
Bears, oh my.
Can you imagine if he got eaten by a lion?
I'd snap.
I would lose my mind.
Really sucked.
It would be funny.
I don't like that.
It would be funny.
No, it wouldn't be funny.
Getting eaten by a mountain lion would be funny.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I'm say,
no, like,
but dark humor. I got some dark humor. That's darker.
Well, listen. At the end of the day, what do you call it? If a lion ate you, would be very upset because there's not a lot of meat.
That's true. They'd be looking for something else.
They'd be looking for a guy like me. They'd be like eating me. Of course, if they don't want fatty meat, they go after Steve. You know what I'm saying? They would use Kim as a toothpick.
Yeah, they would use. Yeah.
Like
damn,
popping
they
in between,
would
use, in between they the would. Fangs.
But he called
it. Anyway.
Catch a 10.
You see that? It was good food. Anyway, all right. So okay. Moving along. Here in New York, there's a new thing that's going on. It's not political. It's what do you call it? But Governor Cuomo is the one who's trying to pass it.
Now it's political.
No, it's not. What he's looking to do is he's allowing movie theaters to sell alcoholic beverages.
Oh, that's not political at all. I want that.
That's not political.
No, I want it.
Wait, he has
I
to. You have to allow that.
Well, okay. So what it
the
is
way of
is
Alamo Draft House?
There was.
No, we don't have one nearby.
Yes, we have one in the city.
Do we?
Oh, what?
I'm pretty sure there's an Alamo Draft House in the city.
There are certain places that you can get away with it. What do you call it? But there is prohibition era rules, which were actually it's been going on for quite some time, and basically what it does is where is it? I don't remember
Brooklyn.
Exactly where it was.
Yeah.
Oh, the alcoholic beverage control law to allow the sale of beer, wine, cider, mead, and spirits at movie theaters. Because before that, it needs to be amended. Before that, you're not allowed to.
Yeah.
So there are certain areas that I guess that ale place that you're talking about, is there a full kitchen?
I have no idea. I just know if it's a Alamo Draft House, you can get like legit food and
that's it. Legit
it's actually
food,
like it's, a dinner and a movie thing. Yeah.
So when in a place like that, you're allowed to get away with it because it is a full kitchen. In most theaters, they're not full kitchens. So what do you call it? You can get like minor things, but it's not an actual.
I'm gonna be able to walk
kitchen.
Into like a Regal, no free ads, and get
and get a beer.
Loophole.
Yeah. Now there are gonna be some rules that come with it. Like what do you call it? Adults with tickets to movies rated PG-13 or higher, they'll be able to purchase one drink per customer at a time. What do you call it? And or one margarita, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you don't want to,
there's
have
gonna be some loud movies.
Yeah, you don't want it to go too far.
It's going to be an interesting
time.
Don't
have it during a Star Wars or an Avengers movie.
But what are your thoughts on that? I mean, do you think it's a good idea or a bad idea?
Yes, 100% good idea.
It's fun. Oh, yeah, I think it's fun.
Okay.
It's weird because we haven't really had it yet, so just the thought of it is weird. Also, the other side is they want more money for the state.
True. Well, I mean,
it's alcohol. Selling more gives more. You know, it's just one of those
taxes.
Yeah, pay the tax.
I mean, listen, I'm cool with it. Just as long as people aren't sloppy, especially it doesn't matter if you're, whatever it's if it's PG-13 and up. Just don't be sloppy because I want to go to a movie and enjoy myself.
Right.
I want you to go and have fun too.
Absolutely.
But don't throw a beer at me.
Yeah. Don't be obnoxious.
I want you. Hell no.
I wonder what they're gonna do to avoid like lawsuits from like people falling down the stairs.
Probably some security and stuff to be like, oh, you've had enough.
Because as much as you say that there has to be hopefully people aren't sloppy. Like if you're
going to be,
there's going to be.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, there's absolutely going to be. Yeah. But there's always the exception to the rule. You
know
what I mean?
That's why I feel like you should have it be like. Just make them have like full kitchens then. If you want alcohol,
well, that's
I'm cool
what
with
it
you
is.
Having a full kitchen. No, but I'm saying if you want alcohol there, I'm cool with you having a full kitchen because then like somebody's getting like a burger with that drink, so then maybe they're not going to get as smashed because they're going to have something in their stomachs, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'd imagine.
Fries and a beer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, that's what they're
movie
doing.
Movie popcorn doesn't sop all that up.
No, well, I mean, so like the new style of theaters, they're trying to bring more people out again because movies, ticket sales are down because everybody's home watching Netflix or Hulu or whatever.
Yeah,
or
pirating
and so
it.
Forth. Exactly. You know, so, they're trying to make it where it's a little upscale, classy. Yeah. You go in, you have the relaxing chairs now. And you can have like service straight to your chair. I mean, it's a different animal nowadays than it was back then. But adding the alcohol to it, I think it might be an interesting thing. I've been to theaters all around the country. You know what I mean? I think the one that we went to when we went to see Avengers had liquor there.
I think it did. Yeah, I think the one there's a theater that's by me it's been closed for a while, but they're like renovating it and redoing it. I think they're looking to get liquor and beers.
Well,
other
about
states.
It, if people at home, some people when they watch movies, they're like, "Oh, let me have a beer with my movie."
Yeah.
So I guess it's the same concept.
Here's the
now
benefit.
It's in public.
Benefit is you could pause it when you have to take a pee.
Yeah.
Because like I know I have a terrible bladder, but when you're drinking and you break the seal, you're gonna have to pee.
Well, that's your. Yeah.
You don't
that's
go see,
your,
don't
that,
go see Star Wars or Avengers.
That's your fault.
That's your risk.
That's your fault for going to the movie.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That sounds like a you problem.
Yeah,
it
absolutely.
Is.
I think that it could be a good idea. I know they tried doing it here in our area, literally down the road at the Levittown Theater, AMC, a couple years ago, and the town went crazy about it. They hated the idea.
What a surprise.
And they thought that all it's going to do is bring troublemakers and blah, blah, blah. Listen, man. No,
don't they actually sell alcohol?
They do now,
they do,
I believe.
Right?
I believe they do.
I've seen people bring, out.
I think, but they also have a full kitchen there. I believe that they did when they did the update. I believe they did the full kitchen, and that's why it got passed. Anyway, why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Hey, this is Adam from Big Brother 13, and you're listening to With Brim.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course.
Try this. Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%.
Hey, that's my line.
It worked. Thanks, Budget Heroes.
We saved today.
I see what you did there. up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Heroes.
It's morphin' time!
Hey man, this is Austin St. John, ASJ Jason, the original Red Ranger. You are listening with Brimstone.
It's a big welcome from Mile 7 Sports. In the blue corner, mass-produced, weighing in at a sugary 41 grams, Dollar T! In the red corner, brewing out of Strong Island, weighing in at a slim 12 and a half ounces of all natural fruit, honey, and smooth habanero heat, Picant. Picant takes the lead early with a smooth pair of punches. Oh, he hit him with a pineapple. Oh, now with a sweet mango.
He's pouring a little liquor in it.
Picant is really mixing it up. Dalla's having a rough start.
Yeah, he seems lethargic. Heavy sugar's got him crashing. He is not going to make it through this round.
Picant's playing to his own strategy.
He's digging down deep, using his all-natural ingredients to cleanly secure the title as top iced tea.
Picant tea with an excellent combo of caffeine and chili.
I bet he didn't see that one coming.
He beat the cap out of him.
Fight is over.
There's tea everywhere. If you're sick of getting KO'd by high sugar and artificial sweeteners, be sure to visit PicantTeaCo.com and grab one of their flavors at your local Stop and Shop.
This is Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Do yourself a favor. If you don't want me shaving your head, you gotta tune in to my brother, Brimstone.
Keto, but between the kids, work, and life, who has time for meal prep? I barely have time to microwave pizza. I saw other moms looking slim and healthy while I was still carrying around 20 pounds of extra baby weight from 8 years ago. So I signed myself up for Healthy Meal Supreme. Picture this: healthy gourmet meals prepared fresh, portioned by chefs, and they deliver direct to my home once a week. The best part is I have a smaller waistline and I have a few extra bucks at the end of the month for a new pair of shoes. Get this, you can even have dessert. They make amazing double chocolate brownies and they're gluten-free. Visit HealthyMealSupreme.com and eat a better meal to get slimmer and healthier today.
Hey, this is Bill Rogers, voice of Brock in Pokemon, Urien in Street Fighter, and the King in Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. You are listening to Brim.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake can make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye olde shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
And we're back to Within Brim Skin.
Hey.
So, what do you call it? The next thing I wanted to kind of talk about is it's something a little interesting. And this again, it's not political. It might come off that way, but it's really not. The green light law. Have you guys heard about that?
Can you go with a green light?
No. Okay. The green light law is now out there, and it's allowing New Yorkers age 16 and older to apply for a standard, not for federal purpose or commercial driver licenses. They're able to get, like, the licenses regardless of their citizenship or lawful status in the United States. So now,
pretty political.
Yeah.
So is this political?
Very.
Yes.
You
very,
think? It, all right. Well, it's WBS, and I can talk a little bit about it. But yeah. What I'm thinking is it's
skirt,
entrapment.
But don't shove.
I think it's a little bit of entrapment.
I think it's yeah. I think it's
to track them. I think it's to track people and get more record on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
create a paper trail.
Yeah, I think it's kind of entrapment, just to, like, you know, trying to figure out exactly who's here and stuff like that. I also think if you're going on the other sense, I think it's kind of bad because, like, if you're giving just handing out licenses to people that are illegal, you're kind of spitting in the face of the people that are doing it legally. You
right.
Know?
No, true. Now, the only flip on that is that, what do you call it, if they are going and they are getting legal licenses,
yeah.
One, they'll be able to track who it is. Two, they then have to legally have insurance and so forth. Because a lot of people who don't have licenses, well, they're driving around illegally without insurance.
And they'll forge it. Yeah.
Right. And now, what do you call it? So there were hundreds of people, like, in the last couple of weeks here on the island.
Oh, forget it.
They were there trying to get the licenses. So you gotta think about it this way. If they have an influx of just 10,000 people that go and register for this and then register 10,000 new cars,
yeah.
You know what I mean? That just ups the money for Long Island. In New York State, in terms of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I
agree with you.
Well, what's crazy is that on top of that, so they have that system going, and then they have the system this year. You have to apply for that new license that they have in order to fly,
right.
You know, international and just fly in general.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if your license expires, you know, in 2025, you have to get one by the end. I don't know if it's October or by the end
of
the year. It's October, right?
I think it's like October 7th or end of October.
So Zambo's been tracking. Yeah.
So yeah, like you, either way, like the amount of people that I know who have been going to the DMV, they're like, it's horrible.
Horrible.
But this is 10 times more horrible because of the new influx of people and this new license.
So I'm a little back and forth on it. One, I think that what do you call it? It's a good thing in terms of maybe there's less illegal driving going around, and, you know, God forbid there's an accident
never
or so forth.
Never less illegal driving.
Well,
so there's never less illegal.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know,
like,
what you mean.
You know, but honestly, I there are so many people that are praising this. In all reality, it could very well be it's a trap. I wish we had that sound. But it's a twap. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I mean, it'd be good, you know,
because
yeah.
They're all illegal. So now if they're, you know, if they have them on record.
Yeah.
Who do you what do you think they're going to do? They're going to go after them.
Bye-bye.
Although there could be a lot of people, in all fairness, who are going through the motions to become legal.
Yeah.
They just haven't gotten the paperwork yet. And that might be the people who are
yeah.
You know,
it doing could be
this.
It could be. You don't know. You just don't know.
Yeah. But anyway, what do you call it? Look, there you go. Thank you. Anyway, so I grew up in a town here called Uniondale here on Long Island. And I actually heard some really horrifying news, which is not new news to me, unfortunately, because I grew up there and I know how it is. But there was a teenager who was assaulted and left in serious condition, most probably by gang members outside of his school. Now, the police actually said that the group attacked the kid. He suffered a non-lethal stab wound, all right, and then was also hit in the head with a baseball bat. He was taken to a nearby hospital. He was listed in serious but stable condition. The police investigated. They did arrest five teens, three 15-year-olds, one 16-year-old, and a 17-year-old, all boys. Now, what do you call it? What's crazy about this is I remember when I was in high school, and I was going to Uniondale High School at my last couple of years because I went to private school for a chunk, and then I went to the high school.
Yeah, yeah.
I came out of the school. I was myself, another friend of mine, Vinny, which was one of the only other white kids that was in the school, and a couple other guys. And as we walked out of the gates, there was about five or six guys, all right, with hoods on, the whole nine yards, masks, all with blades, and they just started swinging at us. This is the type of thing that's going on in our neighborhoods back then. And now it's just getting worse and worse and worse. And I got to say, man, what do you call it? It's disgusting. And people need to get these kids off the streets. They need to teach them that there's mortal life than just being, you know, a pig and sticking people like
violence.
They were pigs. Yeah. Violence is not the answer. I'm as violent as you get in terms of, you know what I mean? Like, how
sport.
In sport and how I feel about, you know, certain things and whatever. Yeah. But, you know, when you're talking about going after some kid, innocent kid walking out of school, because that was the case in this this scenario.
Yeah.
It was an innocent kid walking out of school, trying to get an education. And now you got these jackasses who are coming out and just beating the snot out of the kid. That was this. What do you call it? So it's just, you know.
There was something with an old lady a week or so ago, too.
Was there?
Some guy was just like, I'm going to hit her. And psh.
Yeah. I have no, listen, are the type of people that need to go to prison and need to get f***ed up, to be completely honest. These people need a freaking real wake-up call. It's disgusting, and it freaking absolutely gets under my skin.
Sometimes the wake-up call doesn't come. Sometimes they get to prison and they just figure it out. It's like, oh, wow, I could do this now, because like you learn from them, you know?
This is true. Anyway, I wanted to make sure to throw some light on that. What do you call it? People,
that
teach
kid,
your children
better. That's not what they're supposed to do, Tom.
When he heals up, no, I know that's what I was supposed to do. When that kid heals up, he should be allowed to club all those kids with a baseball bat.
Yeah, that should be a law.
Yeah.
I would be up for that. Like, if somebody did something.
Violence is not. You said yourself, violence is not the answer.
Violence
That's
is not
the
answer.
I just personally think when this kid's all healed, he should club him with a baseball bat.
But can you imagine if that was actually the law? That whatever you did to somebody else, that same thing happened to you. So if or worse. So if you did something to somebody and then they could just take a bat and just take your knees out.
You know what? Imagine how much peace there would be after that.
Yeah. Think about it.
Yeah.
People would still have the lunatics that are just like, can't. I'll do it anyway.
Agree, but people would think twice.
Yeah, you'd think twice.
The mental people would still do
it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or the people who just had a death wish and wanted to off themselves.
Yeah.
But what do you call it? But think about how different the world would be. Anyway,
lawyers would have a very interesting job.
So here's one, and you know, I think that you guys might, what do you call it? This might light your fire a little, Kim. Even though you're not a parent yet, you still have the female mother instinct.
I do. Yes.
Okay?
Oh man.
So there was a daycare provider
arrested.
Yes. They were arrested. The police say she burned a toddler in a scalding hot bath.
Dump hot lava on her.
So there was a 2-year-old boy. He was left in the care of this woman, who I'm not going to name. What do you call it? It was a long-term daycare provider that the family has had for obviously quite some time. And this woman put the boy into scalding hot bath for several minutes. Even though the kid was screaming, she left him unattended and just left him there screaming. What do you call it? He was burned. He had second-degree burns over about 20% of his body. What would you do?
I'd go to jail.
I would
probably
throw hot lava in her face.
You know,
I would
scene?
Hit her in the face with a frying pan, even though we just said no violence, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
It's a poor baby.
I hate your stinking guts.
So if it was
it's
my
like
kid.
Throwing a baby in a jacuzzi.
Yeah, you don't do that.
No.
If it was my kid,
yeah,
it would be like that scene from Game of Thrones where they took the melted crown and they poured it on that dude's head.
Oh, wow.
It would be that.
Yeah, that's interesting. It you didn't tell that. Me about that stuff. That's why I always like make fun of Game of Thrones.
I feel like I would have family in the Italian ways come out of the ways of the ways.
Yeah. The ways of the ways.
The ways of the ways. And you don't know what's going to happen.
That daycare woman would be sleeping at the bottom of a lake with cement shoes.
Yeah.
I
would pretty much. Eight different places.
You know.
Don't forget to bring a towel.
I can't imagine.
Bring a towel. Wow.
I can't imagine.
Tally brought in on a child getting scalded. No, yeah. If that was my kid, or if like I grew up with like little cousins and stuff like that, if that was somebody in my family, she'd definitely have boiling hot water thrown on her.
Yeah, no, done. End of story. Like, there would be torture going on. And again, it's like, here it is. Yeah, I don't condone violence, but when you do something so stupid and disgusting, something should happen back to you.
Yeah.
If I went out and slit someone's throat, I would expect somebody to come after me for comeuppance. End of story.
I don't understand how people, like, comment. And also, how are people hired?
Yeah, no, that's
true.
You know,
you're with delicate babies. Even if you weren't, like, why would you, why?
Well, and this this woman's apparently been there for quite some time.
Yeah, would she finally snap? Baby's been I've just been dealing with babies screaming for the past 4 years.
Baby's not a lobster.
Yeah,
that was mean. I don't want to laugh. The baby's not a lobster. One more thing before we go to break. All right, and this is completely out of left field, but I want to give a little bit of levity here. Have you guys ever noticed that there's an uncanny resemblance between Ernest P. Worrell and John Cena? I know you can't see John Cena, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a meme on Facebook, like all over the place.
Have you seen that?
Like John Cena slowly morphing into Ernest.
You know Ernest goes to camp, Ernest goes to...
Yeah.
With the longer hair.
You know,
Slinky
Dog?
It's crazy.
You know that Ernest is Slinky Dog?
Yeah. And then what do you call it? How crazy is that?
Look at him.
He's slowly morphing into him.
Mind-boggling.
I can't unsee it either. And you're not even supposed to be able to see him, but now you can. Isn't it crazy? Anyway.
I think it's time for a break, isn't it, Prim?
let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with WBS.
Hey, guys, this is Anamia, and you're listening with Brimstone.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior. Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman! Making soy sauce kick again.
Hello, this is Andre Stoica, the voice of Owl and Winnie the Pooh, reminding you that you're listening with my favorite people, Grimm, and every once in a while, Sambo.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Antonio Fargas, and I'm here with Brim.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool!
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.beyerdynamic.com.
Hey guys, this is Ben Wise. You might know me from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You don't mess with the Zohan, War Dogs, and coming soon, Elements of Matter. You are listening to the one and only Brim.
No work, no effort. Just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hello, this is Bumblefoot, and you're listening to my pal Brimstone.
And we're back to Within Brimskin. Mm-hmm. So, snap streaks. Good job, Kim. Good job.
Yeah, I'm catching on.
Why are they so important? All right. I lost the streak with Danielle by mistake, and I was so upset. A streak. What do you call it? I don't know why it hurt me so bad. It hurt me in the feels.
It's like the poke wars when it's like you've poked somebody X amount of times in a row and you try and get the highest number. It's the same thing.
I hate
it. It's legitimately the same thing.
We did have a good one.
And then we just stopped because me. But
yeah. Because
I'm not on Snapchat as often. If you're not a hardcore. If you're not a constant streaker.
Okay.
Snap!
I did the so I didn't have to do it. Then you lose it. Like, you lose it.
It's so weird, though, because you get, like, so hurt in the feels. Like, I'm going, like, Danielle got so mad at me. She goes, I can't believe you didn't give me that, you know, back.
She snapped at you?
Question. What was your streak?
It was, like, almost 300.
Oh.
300? Okay, then I understand.
Yeah.
Then I understand.
It hurt me in the feels, too. I
and
mean,
she lost my day.
And we lost it, yeah. No, it was me. It was my fault.
It should have been, like, save states.
300, because it goes by day. It doesn't go by snaps you sent.
Yeah, no, it was, like, 300. It's
like just under 100 days.
Yeah. What were you gonna say?
Yeah, no.
If you reach like a certain point, Snapchat should be they should allow you to continue back from like a previous checkpoint.
That's
like
what
if
I
you
think.
Reached 100, it goes great. Now, if you start within the next 3 days with this person again, like or within the next 24 hours with this person, or next 3 days within this person, you can continue your streak without a mistake. But if you wait after the two or three days, then it's gone.
Yeah, you can't do that.
It's the same thing with time hop.
That's like saying, oh, everyone, you know, you get a prize.
It's not a prize. It's just like you get to continue it. That's all it is.
Everybody gets
the prize.
Yeah, you can't do it because your streak ended. Your streak's just straight up.
Fair enough.
Everybody's laughing.
You get a lollipop.
They're all laughing at you.
Very loud.
I'm sorry, Zambo. What do you call it? Here.
You suck.
300. That's a wild number.
Yeah. Almost 300, yeah.
Snap.
Yeah.
That's great.
God damn it. What do you call it? Anyway, yeah, so that the same thing with like time hop. Like I'm a hardcore time hopper. I'm at like 2 years and change.
You've used it like twice?
2 years and change.
I don't use it.
I've seen people been posting time hop stuff like for years. I have never downloaded it once.
But now Facebook already has like the on this day stuff. So
yeah,
it's like,
Facebook
really
does that for me.
So
yeah, but I have it on.
Oh, wow, cool. This was the stupid status I put up when I was 13.
But I have it all. Like I have everything, including the pictures that I took on the day. So it covers everything. So I don't know. For me, I enjoy it because then I can grab older stuff and repost it. See?
Kind of rubs themselves
with your data. Some people, I'm just kidding. Everybody looks at me like dirty looks.
We literally did this on the Grindhouse Radio. We looked at certain stuff and I retweeted it. I was like, you know what, we're going ham.
You just went buck wild on it.
I just went buck wild.
So what do you call it? You guys might appreciate this on Time Hop since you guys do the Magic Kim Tom every Monday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Every Magical Monday.
What do you call it?
The Magic
They
Monday.
Actually did something on Time Hop where they posted like 30 years ago. Today was Mickey Mouse's first debut in a cartoon strip.
Yep, that was our Today in Disney History.
Today in Disney History. Okay, mm-hmm. So when they did it, though, on Time Hop, they actually said, and that's all, folks, like as though that was the line from Disney. I'm like, that's Porky Pig. That's Looney Tunes. That's Warner Brothers. I haven't heard it both ways. This is only one, one character. So what do you call it? Yeah, I had to tweet that. But anyway, I just figured you guys wanted to.
That is weird. I think I saw your post on that on Facebook. That is weird.
So now Kim actually had sent this in a message to me and to everybody about Lou Ferrigno.
Yes.
What do you call it?
Oh.
So he was recently in the news again because he became a sheriff's deputy in New Mexico because he bought a home in Pismo Beach late last year.
Yeah.
So, but the funny thing is, I don't know if people didn't realize, but he's been a reserve deputy since 2006. So it wasn't like he got a free badge going to this new location.
No, he's actually done like...
Yeah, he's done work for them. What do you call it? And he's not the only celeb that does it. Like Eric Estrada from Chips, he's a Maryland officer. Shaq is a deputy marshal in Lafayette, Louisiana. Even Elvis actually wore a badge at one point while he was alive. Oh. What do you guys think? Now, you guys come from, Zambo and Kim come from police families. You don't have any police in your family, really. No, he's like, no. We the bad Irish. You know what I'm saying?
We're the ones that they throw out of the bars.
Well, here's the thing. Like,
what do you think the attraction is?
You didn't, they didn't go, if you didn't go through the training, you know, and you don't go on the streets, you don't tackle people, you don't see things, and you're just like, oh, this is what I think. Then who, you know, you can't be like, I'm a sheriff or deputy. No, you have to go through the training. You have to start out as someone who just started out and work your rankings. Yeah. You know, you have to be on the field and know certain situations. You can't be like, this is what I think. I'm sheriff now. Let me, you know. Let me help,
no.
you know?
Yeah, there's no way. That's my opinion. There's no way that they have, like, legit, like, power, though.
No, well,
like,
no, they do.
They do?
They do. What do you call it? But you can't just get a badge like, poof, I have a badge. You know what I mean? Yeah. It doesn't work that way. They're legit. They took the tests. They did everything they needed to do to become, you know, whatever they are.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and the funny thing is that it's like the, what do you call it? Like, a lot of the wrestlers and actors that then become politicians. Yeah. They're like, what is the... you know, the politician thing, I get it because people are looking for, like, power per se. Like, I guess, you know, as an
built
officer,
up a status,
like,
I guess.
You know, what's the allure for, you know what I mean? Because you played cop on TV or in a movie,
maybe you just really want to, like, you know, do something to help your own community.
That
makes
sense.
Maybe you're from an area and you just, it's maybe not, maybe, I mean, you're one person, you can't do a whole bunch, but maybe you just feel like you want to contribute and make your place, like, a little bit better.
I can
give
you that.
Yeah.
Which is actually a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine getting pulled over and getting, like, a speeding ticket from the Hulk?
Shaq.
Can you imagine?
Or Hulk? Shaq. What would be scarier, the Hulk or Shaq?
Shaq.
Shaq, probably.
I know,
Shaq.
Lou. Yeah, I don't know Shaq.
Like, how long are you pulling over? How long I pull you over?
Shaq is huge, man. He's like 20 feet tall, man.
He'd lift your car up to look at you in the window and just be like, how long I pull you over?
He'd do the little, like, shoo dance.
The little shimmy? I can't get that out of my head now, thank you.
Like you were pulled over.
Who do you think would win in a fight, Shaq or Terry Crews?
Oh.
Terry Crews. I think it would be Terry Crews because like, Shaq's got to be pretty, like, top heavy. He's been taking a beating from the NBA.
Have you seen Shaq fall over? It's the funniest thing in the world.
No.
It's slow-mo.
Really?
He falls in slow-mo.
It feels like a tree trunk.
Tree falling in the woods?
Like, boom, boom, boom. It's like, oh, I can't
Who's
get
older,
back
though?
Up.
Shaq or Terry Crews? Probably, I think Shaq is.
I love Terry Crews. I wish... Has Terry Crews and Kevin Hart done something together?
No.
They should do a buddy cop movie.
Oh, that would be, oh my God.
Terry Crews and Kevin Hart, buddy cop movie? Absolutely.
Oh my God.
I'm in.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, right? that'd probably be pretty good.
I'm with that.
I can't
1,000%.
That would be very
fantastic. My brain. I can't think of something that Terry Crews and Kevin Hart have been in.
I don't know if they've been in anything together.
I don't think so.
They got to be in something together. I don't know. What do you call it? So there was something that I saw, which I thought was pretty crazy.
He's going.
And,
he's going.
He's humbled. All right. What do you call it? So I know that you know, Tom, you like to go out and do, like, a lot of the mountain climbing and, you know, a lot of the river stuff. And everybody here, you like to go outdoors.
I like doing that stuff.
You don't like camping, but you like to go out into the...
I love going outdoors.
So
I'll be outdoors for days, like, not, you know.
I love going outdoors.
Someone pulled what we got to assume is a prank on a bunch of unsuspecting river goers. So now these people were sitting on the outskirts of a river, and it was like a lazy area where they were able to go into the water, the whole nine yards. They wound up seeing a big white, you know, those
boulders?
No. Ice box. You know, the little white ice boxes that, you know, they're made of foam. So it was like floating down the river. Now, as it's floating down the river, what do you call it? People spot it and they go, hey, we can get to it. So they wound up going and they fished it out and it was taped up. So now this guy's like, oh my God.
I'm thinking there's a head in there.
He's like, oh my God, what do I do? But of course, they want to, instead of calling the cops, they went and opened it up. Now, here's the thing. First of all, you had no idea what's going on. Would you open it?
No. Yeah.
Or would you call the cops?
No,
I'd probably call the popo.
Would you even have grabbed the thing out of the water?
Depends.
That's actually, I don't know. I actually don't know if I grab. No, you know what? I probably would grab it because, you know, that's kind of littering. And I'd probably call the cops.
Okay.
Then open it.
Okay. So you call the cops and then open it.
Then open it. Yeah, I'll let the cops know that it exists and then open it.
Okay. But I will be far away because I don't know. What if you went shibbity-bop on that and it's an explosive?
This is true.
Exactly.
I would immediately think head, and that would be my hesitation to open it because like, I don't know if I want to see a severed human head. In a box.
Right now.
Right in front of me.
At this time.
Well, when they opened it up, the guy that opened it up, like, flew back because there was a baby inside. It wasn't a real baby. It was a baby doll.
God. Okay.
Okay.
That's even
still
creepier.
Scary. Still terrifying.
It was a baby doll, and they freaked him out. What do you call it? So other people went over to check it out. So they wound up they got it all on tape. They got it all on camera, whatever, this whole thing. So somebody apparently was pranking them. But what do you call it? At the end of the day, and they think that it was the camera guy who did it, but, you know, it never came out. Like, in actuality.
Planned
yeah,
prank.
Because I looked it up to find out, you know, what happened with it. But I would have called. The first thing I would have done was called the cops.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't have.
Oh,
yeah. I don't even know if I would have fished it out.
It was probably some staged YouTube clout.
Yeah, because there's so many stupid things out there that people are doing that you never know, and you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But anyway, listen, I want to thank Kim and Tom for joining us on this week's
no
WBS.
No problem.
Hey.
You had your cherry broken, Kim.
Oh, look at that.
So what do you call it? And Zambo, as always, what do you call it? Great job. Listen, thanks for tuning into Within Brimskin. Make sure to rate, review, subscribe. Hit us up on all the social media, and we'll be hanging again with you next week.